So the first step to correct your status would be, I would create something called a non-taxpayer affidavit, or even something called political status correction. Name, correct your name for the record. You, when your name was created on a birth certificate, they think they own this. So you have to learn how to create it in a private trust. The Social Security number is a trust. If you look it up, Social Security Trust Administration. It's a public administration. You have to learn how to create your private administration. So you can start with a church or even a tribe. You can correct your status with a tribe, a church. It's called the Shahada with Muslims. I'm not sure what it's called with Jewish people, but they all undergo a status change. In the Christian community, it's called being baptized. So your baptismal certificate can be also correct your status, and you can use this to identify in the public. Everybody go to OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's DonKilam. You can subscribe there and get access to Don Kalam University at DonKilam.com. You can also follow me on the Instagram at DON_KILAM. Again, that's DON_KILAM. Much peace and love. Peace and love. It's your boy, Don Kalam. You're tapped in and tuned in with Dream Keepers Radio with the Gifted Guardians. And I'm in the building, Orlando, Florida, with Chief Amir Zaire. He flew in all the way from Las Vegas, man. Welcome to the show, Chief.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
Man, it's beautiful out here.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. You know what I mean? I'm really feeling great, man. The vibes, the love, the hospitality, everything. You know what I mean? So I'm just feeling amazing.
How you feeling about what we're establishing right now, this Gifted Guardians?
Well, Gifted Guardians is definitely not only just a household name, but it's a global name. It's a global brand. We're going to be really educating and bringing people together. I just see the, just with everyone is really tapping into, you know, they're starting to understand, they're starting to see, they're starting to get it. And it's all thanks to the vision, you know, that definitely that you had, Jason, and just everybody is just really putting in the work and the dedication and the time, man. This is definitely amazing.
And we have an extended crew coming together. How are you feeling about that?
Man, the extended crew, man, that's just dope. You know what I mean? Like, we're hitting all sides, yo.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just like, it's like Voltron. You know what I mean? It's like everybody coming together from all parts and forming the one body. And coming together and working as a cohesive unit. So that's dope.
Right. I concur. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You already know there's a lot of controversy when it comes to Don Kalam and mm-hmm. some in the communities mm-hmm. that we actually tap in and touch in. Mm-hmm. Tell us what led you to Don Kalam and why is it you actually rock with Don Kalam?
To be honest, what led me to Don Kalam was the books. You know, the books is really what led me. And then the information and the passion behind it. And to be honest, I didn't ever even seen your face. I just seen the books. And then I guess I could say I seen your face on the back of the book.
Right.
But it wasn't until I actually started Googling you.
Right.
And then it led me to your IG. And I was like, yo, I love the vibe and the energy of him. It's like you come off with so much compassion and so much love. Like you really own this and you really mean it, like you went through some things in order to now teach what you're teaching. And so that was something I want to be a part of.
I appreciate that, man. I'm definitely going to want to talk about in the show a little bit about your background mm-hmm. and your history mm-hmm. because I feel it's important, because the highlights are really why I admire you as a man. Mm-hmm. But when we first met, we met in Las Vegas.
Right.
You became a private member. Mm-hmm. You actually sat through like three Zoom calls. It took 3 hours before you even got to talk to me. Right. And then we clicked right away.
Most definitely.
You know, can you tell us about that night? Do you remember?
Yeah, heck yeah, I remember that night. I remember, you know, when I had the book, you know, for the Zoom call, you called me and I was like, yeah, you know, I'm here in Vegas. You was like, yo, you here in Vegas? I was like, yeah. He's like, man, you want to come by? I was like, yeah. He was like, shit, let's hang up this call and come through.
Right.
So I came through and I sat there and I was able to enjoy and listen to how you flowed through the calls, man. You know, I sat there and I wasn't bothered. It was just the fact of just, you know, being around and just learning. You know, I'm always just a person who just soaks up information and just energy, and not just soaks it up, but also put it to play. And so when I seen you rock, I was like, yo, this is dope. You know, so I had that mentality already, is that I don't know anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? Even though you feel like you know something, but just be quiet.
Right. And that's how you was. Absolutely. That you like, you didn't, you let me do all the talking at first.
Most definitely.
But so obviously you was searching out something that led you to Don Kalam. Mm-hmm. What was you searching?
Man, just really the freedom, the financial freedom piece.
Okay.
You know, I definitely love that, you know, because of, I have a tribe, man. You know, I'm a tribal chief. And like I say, I know we're going to get into more about that.
Yes, sir.
And I just look at, there's just the conditions of people in a whole. And I was like, yo, there's gotta be an answer. And the Most High led me to you.
So we did collaborate together on a book called We Built This City. Go get the book.
We Built This City, man. Most definitely. Yo, We Built This City is fire. And to be honest, let me tell y'all, it's one of the best kept not secret. It's not a secret, but it's best kept, man.
Right.
Because of the simple fact of it really teaches you about forming and structuring governments, structuring your own township, your own city, you know, and the steps to that. And it gives you a lot of examples of doing it. And right now, people are sleeping on it.
I mean, and even you showed me some more information. Mm-hmm. You showed me a land patent from where we have land. Because before we did the book, We Built This City, I was not a landowner. Mm-hmm. I worked with you and then I became a landowner.
Most definitely.
That's a generational curse that I broke that I feel like, and birds of a feather flock together. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
Most definitely.
It changed my life with that. But, that being said, I learned something, a new word that me and Jason was just learning too about municipal bonds, called munis.
Yes.
You showed in a land patent that the county that we is unincorporated and it's a political subdivision.
It's a political subdivision, most definitely. Yeah, with the land patents is really dope. It just really shows you about, you know, owning that land, you know, is like when you actually have the patents and you actually have that thing, you actually now take control of it. Now, we're not saying control is that, oh, forget the government, anything like that. No, we're friends with the government, you know, but it's about freedom. It's about being able to have true liberties and freedoms and how that you want to live. That's according to righteousness. That's according to, you know, just being a man and a woman, you know, not taking advantage of nobody, not doing anything, but just really living free. Because I always believe and I always say, people want freedom, but can you really govern yourself?
Mm.
That's the thing. People, so much freedom comes so much responsibility, because now that you're free, now that you have a whole big responsibility.
That's right.
You know, and so freedom comes at a cost, and a lot of people can't take that cost, because the cost is valued and the cost is your life. You know, to be able to have this liberties and have this freedom and then know that, hey, I have such liberties, but now I have to do what's right by people. I have to not only do what's right by myself, but I have to do what's right by people and your family. That's a huge responsibility, because a lot of people like to take advantage.
And speaking of tribes and family, tell us about yours.
So I'm a polygynist, you know, I have two consorts, and we have, shoot, I'm sorry, I got to count. We got, I got a total of 10 children total.
And how many grand, you got
grandkids? I got one grandson. Right? Yeah, one grandson, man. He made me feel old now, but our oldest daughter, my first wife, our oldest daughter had a son. With my man, Tywain, man. And they gave us a grandson. So that's a great honor. But now I feel old. So I just say, hey, call me G Pops. You know what I mean? I got to throw some type of, you know, vibe in there. You know, grandpa just sound too old.
And I had the pleasure of meeting the tribe and the family. Absolutely wonderful people. That's when I knew you was a leader, because I seen how well established you were. I felt like I was in a Zoom meeting. I don't know how you was able to keep up with everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, I really feel like I was in a Zoom meeting. I'm like, help me out, chief.
You should see us when we out traveling. I got to do head counts. I'm like, okay, hold on. Okay. All right, we got everybody. Say aye if you hear.
But the things that stick out the most about me, to me, about your family, your first consort, Kiana, that's her name. Shout out to Kiana.
Kiana, shout out.
That's where I go in Henderson and get manicures and pedicures.
Yes,
that's where I go.
Royal Exclusive Nails in Henderson.
Shout out to Royal Exclusive Nails in Henderson. And then you took your family to the actual land and you built on the land.
Yes, yes.
They built. Tell us what you did.
So
man.
What we did was we was able to find and acquire property. And once we found that, I already always had a vision, even since when I was young, to be a landowner. And then come to find out through my aunts and stuff like that, that our family actually owned land and they were chiefs, you know. And so that actually just woken up what was inside me. And so I always desired to build and have our own stuff and structure our own government. I didn't know it was going to be at this capacity, but I was just faithful to it. And so after we bought the land, and it was actually through COVID, which was crazy, through COVID, it allowed us to be a little bit more free to actually start building on our land, even though the prices was high on wood. But I took me and my two sons out, man, and we built four tiny homes. We have an RV on there. We built a road on there. We fenced in the whole 10 acres of land. We have water catchment systems. We got water things and a lot of things in play, but, that was just phase one.
This is phase one. And this is all documented. I've seen the videos.
The videos. Yes. Yes. You can find those on, at Taylor Family Empire on IG, and, our documentary is coming soon as well.
I know that's right. And I ended up just getting land right by him. You know, I had to join the club. And not only that, he's connected to very powerful people. Not only can you get land, they don't check your credit score. It's all private contracts.
Yes.
As long as you make the payment, you can make payments or you can buy it. It's cheaper when you buy it, straight cash. Mm-hmm. And then you get the deed. They deed it over, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Correct. And what I teach is that anybody can, you know, if you really want this and you're really called to this, you can acquire land.
Right. That's absolutely correct.
You know?
And then you holler, then you talk to us. Then you need the land patents, the land trust.
You holler at us. And so it's, you know, when you want to structure your family, there's a way of really structuring your family. And a lot of us is not taught, you know, structure our family. A lot of us are taught, okay, once the child get 18, you just kick them out and on their way. I was kind of a product of that, but my mother didn't ever kick me out. But I was like, okay, I'm 18. I'm a man. I need to go. But I realized that I didn't have a lot of things in play, you know, and shout out to my mother though, you know, because she did the best that she could, but she wasn't taught. And so now from those generations that wasn't taught, now we wasn't taught. So that's why I take so much pride in what I do, is because of, I see the struggles of my mother and my, you know, my ancestors and things like that. So I just wanted to change it for my family.
I can absolutely relate. Some of the similar situations, out on my own at 16, I had a kid on the way at 17, went to jail, felonies, but you know, we overcome the struggle. Mm-hmm. What I do want to tell you, what I learned about you the most, because I told you I was not going to talk about it until I mastered it, but I always want to learn more from you. Mm-hmm. It's called that unincorporated association.
Yes.
So here's the three-step process. This is what we talked about.
Talk about the
three-step process on how I teach my mentees. Mm-hmm. I want you to learn the pass-through entities in the public first.
Right.
Maybe a sole prop, LLC. LLC limits your liability. Mm-hmm. Then you want to learn private trust, 508c1As, private ministries, nonprofits. Mm-hmm. And then once you learn and master all that, then you can come to the unincorporated association.
Yes.
And that's how we're located at with our land, Crescent Valley, Eureka County. They're all unincorporated associations.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I used to visit a lot in countries, and I always wondered why there was like volunteer firefighters and things like that. But then I realized, and I started looking, I said, what was the difference between incorporated townships and unincorporated? But what I realized is what was the difference was, is that one is more intertwined as a community. They take care of each other. Hence why you have volunteer firefighters. Mm. You do have a sheriff of that county that, you know, make sure that everything is done. But for the most part, you're free. And so what I wanted to do with my family, because number one, we homeschool. We believe at Taylor Family Empire of rearing up your own children. And so we first moved to states that actually allow full flexibility in that. And Nevada is being one of those states that will allow you to rear up your child. You don't need test scores. You don't need anything. But be careful with that, because of you have to have the vision and the goals for your children.
That's right.
You know. And so we knew that we was raising our children to be entrepreneurs and to be business owners. And so we took the different route of unschooling. Okay. So with that being said, we wanted to move to a state that was flexible with that. Then I looked at the burial laws because I believe that a part of the Abrahamic covenant is land ownership and land and real estate is also to be able to bury your dead. And so a lot of times we're always paying for certain things, but heck, food is free.
That's it.
You know, food is free. Water is free. So why are we paying for these things? Burial is free if you own your own land.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? And so another thing we wanted to do was freedom and flexibility on building, because we knew that we were building a hamlet. We knew that we were building a unincorporated township and an unincorporated community. And so we wanted to do it in the best place possible. And that's where we found it at.
I absolutely agree with all of that. You already knew. I knew the laws behind the governing laws behind opening a single member LLC,
right,
having trust and holding companies in, right, Nevada. It was created by Bugsy Siegel,
mm-hmm,
a mafia guy. Nevada, it bucks the system.
Yes.
It's one of those charging order protection states.
Most definitely.
So that it did allow me to have that type of freedom, and not only that, I was allowed to create the Kingdom of Kalam as, yes, an unincorporated association. And you helped me with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of my main wishes, that I'm able to be buried on my land.
Yes.
And I was able to establish this not only with my holding company in Nevada,
mm-hmm,
with a tribal identification.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really was able to stay private under the radar with getting this land.
Yes.
And working with you directly.
Yes.
And there's three documents that was used to establish my government. Mm-hmm. That is that simple. But you got to understand it.
You got to understand it. I always say that unincorporated associations is definitely spiritual. You know, you have to understand it. And like you even said it to me, you know, when we registered to give the guardians, you was like, yo, check this out. And I was like, man, you overqualified.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it was so thorough. And that's what I love, is that being able to be a teacher. And I know you would definitely agree to this. You don't want to just teach people. You want people to take it and multiply it. Because that's what we're supposed to be. He said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. So anytime, even you right now, if I'm speaking to you right now, that means that I believe in you and I see that you're good ground. So I'm going to sow a seed in you, but I don't expect you to give back what I gave you. What I expect you to do is multiply it so that now you can come back to me and say, hey, here's what I made. Here's what I did with this. So now I can, because the husbandman must be first partakers of the fruit. So now, because I sowed in you, you give a return to me, and then you continue to live, and then you have seed in your fruit that you could continue to sow.
That's right.
Most definitely. So when I seen you and how you just took it and you ran with it, because you already have a wealth of knowledge, bro. Like, I seen old videos of you, man.
Right. We went through them last night. So we both agreed that I said, man, these people take my stuff and then don't invite me to the party. They come up off the information. I put a lot of free information out there, blood, sweat, and tears, mm-hmm, years.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, yeah, I definitely see it. Yeah. Like, years. I'm talking about, I've been doing this for a long time.
Most definitely.
You know?
But at the end of the day, just like when you're dealing with Aharon in the Torah, the Most High has given Moshe the ingredients of the anointing oil. So think about this. So people can try to imitate you, but they can never duplicate you.
Right, that's right.
So our enemies can replicate, but they can never duplicate.
I mean, if you jocking my swag,
come on.
You're only doing what I did yesterday.
Come
you
on.
Ain't what was now.
And then you didn't even have the revelation.
That's it.
See, a lot of people can take stuff, but it don't go nowhere because you didn't have the revelation to do it.
You know, but Don stands for dreams obey narrators, because, mm-hmm, this is my movie, or deciding, mm-hmm, on now, because now creates tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get back to you. You are a chief, right?
Mm-hmm.
And remember when I said I wasn't going to call you. I don't call no man chief unless, right, they own land, provide for their family. I, right, called you prime minister first, because,
mm-hmm,
that's who I thought you was, man. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, you're really in depth with this, yes, the religious game. You, yes, marry people, mm-hmm, privately.
Yes.
You know, and then that led me to see that you had a private government, mm-hmm, established.
Yes.
You want to speak on that? You have your own government?
Yes. We have our own government called Akati Nation Republic. It is a... how can I put it to really make people understand it? It is a indigenous government. And so when you understand the UN resolutions, you understand that every indigenous has a right to a nationality. And the problem is what I've seen is that the gross injustice of what's just happening, you know, to the people of color, I can say. And that's because a lot of times they're misclassified. And once we get back into order, and once we get back to understanding who we are and our identity, there's protections, and not only just protections in the United States, but there's international protections. And so with the Akkadi Nation, Akkadi is Hebrew. That means unity. It means one. So me and you right now, we're one, but we're two people. And so a lot of times when people look at one or the triune God, they see one, he's one, but he's a plethora of many different, you know, identities, just like us. And how I teach that is from the perspective of you go into our neighborhood and you see many houses, but you will find those houses have many people in there, but they're still classified as one house.
That's it.
And so we have one body, which is 12 systems. And there's 12 systems actually of government that's running our bodies. And so when you have that, we are, our body is structured and function as a interdependent system. You know, it's functioned at that. And it's also independent, but it's also dependent on each other as well.
Right.
You know, but it's not codependent. So, yeah, man. And so with Akkadi Nation, that's the whole thing, just bringing unity and togetherness together so that we can live the peaceful life and have our Shemaim, our heaven here on earth.
That's it. We're here to bring heaven on earth. That's what we're here to do.
Most definitely.
So I also admire that you're a combat veteran. Mm-hmm. So November 11th is Veterans Day, so it feels great that I'm going to have you in the building in Atlanta, Georgia at that event.
Shout out to all the vets out there, man, that gave their lives and fought for this.
We'll be back after a quick break.
There's no such thing to practice law. It's called a bar card or a British Accredited Registry card. They take an oath to uphold rules to the crown, which is in Britain. So there's no such thing to license practice law. If you look up Abraham Lincoln, he was a lawyer. He wasn't an attorney. So attorneys might have to be licensed, but there's no such thing as a licensed lawyer. Again, it's called a British Accredited Registry. It's part of a membership. It's like a fraternity, like the Freemasons or any other private club or community that you'd be part of, that you have to show your private membership. And this is what they do. Everybody go to OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's DonKilam. You can subscribe there and get access to Don Kalam University at DonKilam.com. You can also follow me on the Instagram at DON_KILAM. Again, that's DON_KILAM. Much peace and love. So break down what a combat vet is.
A combat vet is just, you know, a person who was just in hostile environments. Sometimes you can get a combat vet just by being deployed, you know, to a combat.
I was in war.
Okay. I was actually in war.
I was stationed
in Iraq and Tikrit.
Okay.
During the second wave, we actually went over when Saddam got caught.
Okay.
So,
I seen you with some big guns and some big stuff.
Yeah,
man.
Most definitely. The Mark 19, the 50 cal, but my primary weapon was the M249, you know. I was a gunner, man.
And you do weapons training now,
most
right?
Definitely, okay. Most definitely. We definitely do weapons training. With the Gideon firm, we're definitely working on that. That's also going to be a security force team for the tribal land as well.
All right. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And you've already done tours and speaking.
Yes. I've taught all over. I taught many countries in Africa. I taught in India. I went all throughout India, Marhamdri, everywhere, and I taught all over.
I can't even spell that.
Rahamdri. Yeah. But yeah, all over. And I teach cultural lifestyles, you know. And so I just seen a lot of things. And one thing that I would say, even on my travels, is that I learned that a lot of times in America, people are very, very, how can I put it, spoiled.
Absolutely.
And a lot of signs and wonders and the miracles don't happen because of we have this necessity to think that we deserve everything. You know, this is mine. But when you're out there in India and you're out there in Africa, you see a difference in lifestyle. You see a difference in happiness, and they have less than what we will say that we have or deem necessary, but they're more happy. You know, they don't have
Absolutely.
The stress, you know, they don't have, you know, a lot of times we work for our money and then our money goes to bills or whatever, you know, but we understand what bills really are. But I'm saying for those who I can talk to now, you know, you're working so much and then all your money is going to bills and you are like in debt. But when you're out there in Africa and India, just imagine the average cost of a 2-bedroom house or a 2-bedroom apartment is like $1,400. Imagine you pay that for the whole year and you're done.
Right.
So now you don't have to work no more just to pay bills or just to pay rent. Your household, your house is taken care
of. Yeah. And I mean, that's how it was with, you know, my connections in Sierra Leone and Kenya.
Right.
It worked the same way. She said, Don, $8,000 is going to last me. I'll use this for a whole year. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all I need. $8,000 for a whole year.
Most definitely.
Like, wow, that's amazing.
But I love America though. So.
Yeah. I love America. America made me great.
Me too.
You know,
man.
America made me great. So
me
that's
too.
Why I love it.
Me too.
You know, so I can't, I have no complaints about America.
Nah, me either.
Or the system.
No.
Because if you read, you'll learn it.
Yeah, you know, you can have or you can say how much rights you have, but if you do not exercise those rights, if you don't enforce those rights, and a lot of times it's not even just about the rights. A lot of times people just don't read. You know, it's right there. And we don't, we have to start having really of knowledge of self. I self-law and master, period.
That's
and
it.
Once we understand who we are, see, one thing that I have learned about religion, and no offense to anyone, anyone's religion, you know, but one thing that I have learned about religion is that it teaches us to put the focus outside of you. When clearly, even in the scriptures, Yeshua says the kingdom of heaven is inside you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So it's always getting us to look at ourselves, but yet we're always dependent on an external force to come help us. And that's why we become codependent. We're depending on someone else to save us, someone else to rescue us. I don't care who you are. You have the ability to save yourself, but remember, it's not just yourself. It's your family, it's your tribe. Because when you're dealing with the Passover and you're dealing with in Exodus, he said that the blood shall be sprinkled on the doorposts of the house. Once again, the house. So salvation wasn't for an individual. It was for a unit. It was for a system. It was for a family. It was for a community. And so it wasn't dealing with individualism. So we have to step outside of that. And we were able to do that with gifted guardians. We was able to step out of ourselves. You was doing great. You know, I was doing great. Everyone who was a part of it was doing great. But when we got together, that's when things multiply.
That's it.
You know, because everyone has a part. And once we come together and play our part, then everything is going to flow.
And again, we're in Atlanta, November 11th. You want to be there.
Most definitely.
It's almost sold out. It looks like it's going to be a sold out event.
If you're not there, man, it's going to be an amazing event.
Since coming into this knowledge and I'm like, you've connected with celebrities as well, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, how's that make you feel, man? Does that make you feel like you're chosen?
I knew I was chosen even before I connected to the celebrities. Connecting to the celebrities actually confirmed my chosenness.
Right. But I'm just, because the reason why I'm saying this, because the reason why I'm bringing this up is because, you know, we don't have as many followers you might as other people.
Right.
But it doesn't cost anything to be real.
Come on. And this is the thing. Like, people could go to my IG right now at Chief Amir Zaire, and they can go there and they can see, oh, he got 1,500 followers. Ah, he probably ain't talking. But those are the ones who actually got something.
See, with me, I look for supporters, not followers.
Me too. Me too. Because anybody can follow you.
And that's what's made us relevant.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Most definitely.
We're landowners. We'll start there. You're building on the land. I'm going to start building on my land March or April.
Mm-hmm.
The private community has came together and
yes.
said, Don, this is what I'll help you. They're donating animals, food. They're willing to show up and help work and build on
yes.
the land. I don't have to even lift a finger. I just have to say, okay.
We got people right now that's willing to have us get the land and then they're leasing the land.
Right, leasing the land with businesses. He has hotels, storage units.
Yes.
There's lots of different avenues. Like if you have land, you're part of our private community.
Mm-hmm.
We can outsource that with 15, 20 year leases with hotels.
Yes.
Private prisons. It could
yes.
be anything. There's
yes.
any way to make an income source for your family.
Most definitely. And one thing is funny that you was even saying that too. If you have land, yes, you can do things on your own. But according to the Torah, it says that you must set up gates of refuge all throughout your area. And so it's very, very important that you connect to governments and you connect to tribes and things like that so that we can set up your land to be a place of refuge so that other people could come in, and we build embassies and stuff on that. And like I said, this is by no means removing or fighting against the government. No, at all. It's for establishing and being able to set up the freedoms and the flexibilities and the structures for your families so that you will be well protected, so that you know how to interact.
We'll be back after a quick break.
In a world where the tax system can seem overwhelming, one book is here to guide you towards financial empowerment. Introducing The Capitalizing Namepreneur, Unleashing the Power of Tax Credits by best-selling author Don Kalam. Are you looking to demystify the complexities of taxes and harness the power of tax credits? The Capitalizing Namepreneur provides an understanding of effectively utilizing your tax credits. Discover the secrets behind setting up a tax firm, understanding the Straumann name, protecting your assets, and navigating the implications of the Social Security Trust Fund. Don Kalam's expertise shines through every page. It's like having a personal financial advisor by your side. Get your copy of The Capitalizing Namepreneur today and unlock the power of tax credits to enhance your financial well-being. Order your copy now and take control of your tax strategies. The Capitalizing Namepreneur, Unleashing the Power of Tax Credits by Don Kalam. Available now at leading bookstores and online. Get your copy today.
I mean, if being against the government, that's what gives you a court case.
Most definitely.
When it says the state versus you. So your best bet is to be friends with the government.
Yes.
Or anything. And the reason why, that's why I brought up that you was a soldier first. Like, we're not anti-government at all. The government is your friend. If anything, if you learn the truth about grants and things of that nature, you might get funding.
Yes.
You know, especially with dealing with tribal governments, creating your own tribal government, you learn it. They give you funding. And there's funding for a lot of different things. I teach people, if you don't have any money starting off, helloalice.com. And then starting off, we didn't have any money.
Yeah.
I'm talking about zero to hero just by faith, starting off, faith. And then you'll lead yourself the way. But HelloAlice.com is a good website for people for small grants. And HelloSkip.com, you can do a free trial as well. But, I mean, there's no reason in America why you should be sitting around broke. Because Wi-Fi is free, too.
Wi-Fi is free. Everything is free. And I will say this, faith. You're not called to be perfect. You're called to be faithful. And that word faith is the word emunai, right? So you got confidence, you got faith, and you got belief. They all mean the same thing. But one thing that's so special about those words is that something that we're missing is support. So if I ask somebody and I say, hey, do you believe in God? They'll say yes. But then you ask them why? Because he will do this. That's not belief. The belief is solely dependent on you. Do you support God? Did God tell you to do something? Yes. Did you support it by doing it?
Right.
Yes. Then you believe God.
Right.
Then you have faith. And so once again, I believe in your vision. I believed in these things, and you believed in me, and you supported that. And like you said before, you don't look for followers. You look for supporters.
That's it.
And Yeshua, he had 12. He had 12 supporters.
Go. There you go.
They supported. And then not only did they support, they carried it out when he left. And that's the key, what we're looking for. We're not looking for support. I mean, for followers. We're looking for supporters, those who actually see the vision. Because vision brings direction. Direction brings purpose. Do you see the vision? Yes. Now you have direction. Now you have purpose. And so we need the support to lean on each other and support each other, whatever that you have, whatever you can do. How can you be an asset to what we're doing?
That's it. I like to tell everybody, in school, you get a bunch of lessons and you receive a test.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in life, God gives you a test and you receive the lessons.
Come on. Most definitely.
That's it.
Most definitely. And that's the thing, you know, even with tests, you can't go to that next grade unless you pass that test.
Yeah, you got to pass the test. You can't level up. And new levels, new devils.
Come on.
Now, let's touch on this, too, because you talked about it a little bit. You said the Abrahamic covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Break down the Abrahamic covenant and also break down to what a covenant is, because you know where I'm leading with this, right, on why I think it's important, why we need to know what a covenant is.
Most definitely. The Abrahamic covenant is the covenant of salvation. It deals with land, real estate. It deals with real estate. And so Abraham bought land and he was able to bury his wife. And the land was actually the promised land that he purchased for the future generations, because Abraham received the promise. But Abraham wasn't never alive to see that promise. But he had to do what was necessary in his life, leave a legacy so that he will raise his children in the way so that they will continue the covenant. So now, what is a covenant? A covenant is just simply an agreement, right? Me and you can have an agreement, but it's not actually valid until you perform on the agreement. Once again, do you support God? Every time God tells us to speak something, it's a covenant.
And when you follow up,
now it's established.
Now you're holding up the covenant.
Come on.
So it's like a promise from God, yes, or a promise you deal with God.
Yes.
So with that being said, you're giving up this covenant when you deal with promissory notes.
Yes.
Mortgages.
Yes.
Pledge to the debt.
Mortgage is debt.
Pledge to the debt.
Come on. Come on, mortgage is debt. We know this.
Corporations.
Come on, all this.
Corpse, dead body, Asian
corpse,
means
dead
action.
Bodies. And so this is the reason
why. Hold on, break
why,
down unincorporated association. We don't have to deal with the Secretary
this
of State.
This is the reason
so
why
we can't even lean us.
Come on. This is why unincorporated associations are so valid.
So we can't put a lien on an unincorporated account. There's no liens. It's lien free.
Just think about this. Whatever the statute was, even in that land, you didn't register, which is Latin for regis, which is king's tribute. So anytime you register something, it becomes their property.
I only ask because I need a witness.
Yes. So thank you. Yes, I'm your witness. Hey, solidify. And so when it's unincorporated, that means you didn't go to the state of states to incorporate.
That's it.
So now that you're outside of that structure, not saying that you're trying to defraud anyone, but because you want to regain all of your freedoms and liberties as much as you can.
Well, you was my co-signer with you would help me make it make sense for my congregation, mm-hmm, the having your own family Bible.
Most
definitely. We use family Bibles for identity,
yes,
purposes.
Yes, you can look on the IRS. It'll tell you family Bibles is good for identifications. The DS-10 forms are good, which is affidavits of birth. You can,
yes,
have your affidavits of live birth. You can create. Listen, let me tell you something about the five.
Hold on. And the status change? I'm talking about,
yes,
Abram to Abraham.
Yes, Abram
that was
to
a status
Abraham.
Change.
Come on. Yes, you had Abram to Abraham. The status change is most important is because of it deals with your authority. Abram, his authority was what his father gave him in his name. But the Most High changed his name to Abraham, which actually means the same thing. But it was the authority that changed. And so now, how do you walk in your power and your authority? You need a status change.
That's it.
And so name means character. And so a lot of times, like when you look at Yaakov or Jacob needed a status change because he was a trickster. You see, he was a deceiver. And so his name was changed to Israel. So he had not only a status change in his authority, but he had a status change in character, literally, because he was this trickster going around deceiving. Then he went from that to being now an integral part of the nation that the Most High was trying to build.
This is important. When you understand even the Holy Bible,
mm-hmm,
this can be your governing law.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned this because you come up through Jewish teachings.
Yes.
So this is how I know. The Torah can be a governing law,
yes,
that's outside the scope of the United States.
Yes. And let's look at that. When Yeshua was about to be crucified, they brought to him the Pontius Pilate, right? What did he say? He said, how come you don't crucify him according to your laws? So that showed right there that there was another government established outside of Rome government. That they wasn't in competition with each other, but they knew. When you look at 1 Samuel, when the people wanted a king, and Samuel got mad at them, says, why? And they wanted to be like other nations. He said, hey, give them a king. They don't deny you, but they deny me. See, we were always designed to be self-governed.
That's
through
it.
The principles and the authority of the Most High.
And speaking of kings,
mm-hmm,
aren't you a recognized king?
Yes.
Don't you recognize royalty?
Erechukwu Kingdom in Nigeria.
And that's recognized here in the United States.
Yes, most definitely.
And so it's nothing to set up a kingdom when you're recognized in another country.
Kingdom. King's domain.
King's domain.
Period. And how you get a domain, you need land.
You need land.
You cannot have a kingdom. You cannot be free if you don't own land.
And aren't the people considered land as well?
The people are property, yes.
Yes, but they go outside the covenant.
When you go outside the covenant, you become a slave. And that's the thing. And so now we have to be born again, because a lot of us are mothers and our fathers or whatever. A lot of the time, it's the mothers.
And speaking on being born again, mm-hmm. a baptismal certificate can also be used for identification
purpose. And so once again, when you have your 508c1a, you have the authority and the ability to do what? Create your own documents, because you only can create what you control. So you only control what you create.
Is it safe to say that you operate in the private sector?
Most definitely.
All right, man. That's why I rock with you. That's why Don Kalai rocks with you.
Most definitely.
And that's what it's all about, man. That's the show.
That's the show, right, man.
There any last words you want to add?
Believe in yourself, most definitely. I know Don has the ability to saturate you guys with so much wisdom and knowledge, but first off, it starts with a vision. The Most High created the heavens and earth because he was able to see. What do you want your life to look like? Just stop chasing everything. What is it that you sit down and see yourself in the life that you desire? Once you be able to see yourself, now you have the direction. Now you can put actual steps into play, practical applications into what was shown to you. Now that you're walking in the vision, now you having purpose in life. So now there's no reason to just wake up and be bored. There's no reason to wake up and don't know what you need to do for yourself. There's no reason to wake up and act like you don't have purpose. You're supposed to wake up with purpose, speak with purpose, talk with purpose, because you have the vision and you have the backing. So you have to believe in yourself. That's what I want to leave with you guys. Believe in yourself, because no one cannot push you to where you need to go. That's more than you can for yourself.
And I want y'all to believe in us as well. So make sure you drop a donation on the Cash App. Gifted Guardians on the Cash App. This is Chief Amir Zaire. We definitely didn't have enough time to even cover what he actually does. But I want y'all to know, when it comes to this paperwork game, he knows it. When it comes to operating from a private tribe, a private church, I like to do it from the tribe aspect, but it's the same thing as a church mm-hmm. as well.
Yes.
This is your guy. He taught me. I mastered unincorporated associations dealing with him. Jason said, you caught me. He said, I understand why you said, hey, get rid of that trust stuff. Yeah. We're on an unincorporated association. It's levels to it. But once you learn the unincorporated association, you're rocking from a private yes. government aspect. You can learn how to get municipal bonds.
Yes.
You can learn how to get funding from, because, a lot of people come in. They're mad at the United States. Yeah. You're not going to get anywhere with that mindset.
No.
The United States is here to help you when you understand that government means a control and mint means mine. Yes. So you are the government.
Yes.
It's set up for we the people.
Most definitely.
And with that, I'm out, man. Make sure you go to gifted-guardians.org. You can find me on the Instagram at Don_Kalam, Don_Kalam.
And you can find me at Chief Amir. That's A-M-I-R, Amir. You're looking at yourself, right? But Chief Amir Zaire, Z-A-H-I-R on IG. Peace and love.
Make sure y'all tap in to Dream Keepers Radio yes. on your favorite podcast platform. Much peace and love.
Are you ready to unlock the secrets of commerce and build an empire that lasts for generations? Look no further. Introducing $1 Million Worth of Gain by Don Kalam, your official guide to the private and public side of commerce. In this groundbreaking book, Don Kalam reveals the strategies and insider knowledge you need to create and protect your wealth. Learn how to navigate the intricate world of commerce, master the art of building an empire, and secure a lasting legacy for your family. Get your hands on $1 Million Worth of Gain today and embark on a transformative journey toward financial abundance. Don't miss out on the opportunity to build your empire and secure a prosperous future for generations to come. Get ready to conquer the world of commerce. $1 Million Worth of Gain by Don Kalam, your ultimate guide to building an empire and leaving a legacy. $1 Million Worth of Gain by Don Kalam. Available now. Get your copy and start your journey to generational wealth.